track 7. And it's some more news. Mobile shack pulls out of Triangle. A mobile smoothie bar due to operate from the Triangle in Tynmouth this year has pulled out after local traders raised concerns over the way the trading licence was issued. Local businesses were angry that they had not been consulted about the street trading licence application for the Sunrise Shack, and they were concerned that opening the Triangle up to street traders would negatively impact the many cafes operating in the area. Traders warned that issuing street trading licences to food and drink operators would have a detrimental effect on the town centre. They pointed out that the current economic climate, along with increased overheads and additional costs, such as the increased cost of Teignbridge pavement licences so that cafes could put chairs and tables outside their premises, mean the trading environment is already tough enough without adding competitors who do not have to pay these costs. The street trading license is usually granted if it will not be offering products that are already being provided within the town, a Teignbridge District Council spokesman said. Based on the information from the applicant about their draft menu, it did not appear to be something currently offered within Tynmouth. Teignbridge District Council, which oversees street trading licences, insisted that all the necessary processes were followed ahead of the licence being issued. It said that a 14-day consultation began on December the 19th. It is not a legal requirement to consult on a street trading application, however, Teignbridge Council does. Teignbridge alerted 6 stakeholders to the licence application, including Tynmouth Town Council. However, Tynmouth Chamber of Trade and Commerce, which represents local traders, was not alerted. The 12-month street trading licence for the Sunrise Shack to operate out of the Triangle from Thursday to Sunday was issued on January the 8th. However, the Sunrise Shack has since withdrawn its application.
Balls Club deal is a win-win. Balls players in Dawlish have been given the keys to their clubhouse for a bargain £1 a year. Dawlish Marina Bowling Club has a new 28-year lease on its base at Sandy Lane for less than the price of a loaf of bread a year. But in return, the club will take the responsibility for maintaining the building off the hands of Teignbridge Council. The deal will save the authority around £7,500 a year, while at the same time opening the door for the club to apply for grants to improve the greens and clubhouse. "I'm thrilled about this," said Councillor Lyndon Goodman Bradbury. "It would make such a difference to a lot of people." The council's executive committee gave the deal its unanimous backing after hearing the club had a lease on the building since 1996, paying £2,500 a year. The council had the option of keeping the arrangements as they were, but officers said that this would not only frustrate the club's ambitions, but also carry on costing the local authority money. Councillor David Palethorpe, Liberal Dem for Ipplepen, said, "This is excellent news. It's a clear demonstration of what happens when organisations and the council work together to find common ground. It will allow the club to develop and enhance the clubhouse and facilities." And Councillor Goodman Bradbury added, "They're such an enthusiastic group and this is a win-win for us." Marine and Balls Club currently has about 90 members and provides a social bowling club and youth academy. It has 6 rinks, which are cared for by greenskeepers and have been improved in recent years, so it is now at a standard to host county matches. And the club has several teams competing in local leagues. And there's a picture of the clubhouse and the green at the Marine and Balls Club in Dawlish.
Cash boost for Dawlish beach cleaners. Volunteers keeping Dawlish clean have received a welcome boost. Dawlish Against Plastic has been handed a £500 donation from a house building firm to help keep Dawlish beaches clean. Formed in 2019, Dawlish Against Plastic established regular beach cleans across the town and to reduce plastic waste. Since March 2019, the group has removed more than 725 kilograms of waste from local beaches. Now, the organisation has received £500 from Taylor Wimpey, which is building new homes in Dawlish. The £500 donation will go towards volunteer costs and the group's regular activities around town to try and encourage people to recycle and understand more about how to live sustainably. They will use the money to run a variety of community events and feed back useful data to other climate groups and Dawlish Council to better the local area's recycling capabilities and to promote sustainable living. As well as the cash, Taylor Wimpey sales manager, Samantha Lillington, volunteered her time to help with a litter beach clean last year and again this year. Vanessa Riley, member of the Dawlish Against Plastic, said, "We are very grateful for Taylor Wimpey's donation, which was used to support and promote our local events and to buy new equipment and resources for our activities. We are glad to be part of the wider sustainability discussion to keep the wider Dawlish community clean. We hope others in the community can step forward to continue the impressive work carried out by the group and provide year-round volunteers."
Devon's farms rent arrears rise above £400,000. Devon County Council is owed more than £400,000 in rent arrears from the farms it owns. The total is a jump of about a third from outstanding rent that was due just 3 months ago. The latest figures include a new farm that is in rent arrears and so has contributed to the spike. Devon County Council's Farms Estate Committee this week heard that overdue rent included arrears from tenants who had left one farm, tenants with arrears over 6 months, and end of tenancy charges. Officers told the committee that payment plans had been agreed with some tenants who owed rent, and that some farmers had been investing heavily in improving their farm's infrastructure, which benefited the estate and meant rent payments may be slower. Councillor Richard Chesterton asked whether the council is taking legal action in any cases. Officers said they tried to liaise with land agents who can act as intermediaries between tenants and the council. But the committee heard that solicitors had been instructed to pursue one debt. Elsewhere, the committee approved the sale of a listed farmhouse and 10 acres of land at East Fingal Farm, Drew Staten, while agreeing that the remaining 56 acres be amalgamated with neighbouring Higher Fingal Farm. Devon County Council will also be marketing New Gulliford Farm in Dawlish to find new tenants for the 90-acre property after the existing tenant requested to leave early.